Welcome to today's episode of But You're Wrong. Keith here letting you know that because I am traveling up to Boston this week, we are digging back into the archives to bring you some content since it's going to be a bitch to record new stuff, at least until I get to Boston and Greg and I are in person recording stuff. We're going to record our 100th episode in front of a small live group of people, so maybe there'll be some background laughter for a change. It'll be like when there were laugh tracks on TV shows. But you're going to hear two things that were recorded back pretty much the first, I think it was actually the first weekend that we really started recording the show. I don't even know if we had a name yet. I think we might have just come up with the name, But You're Wrong. We were still trying to figure out what we were going to do. We were recording some stuff just to have it. First part that you're going to hear is introduction to the second part. We hadn't gone back and listened to the second part, and we went back to try and summarize it. So that's the first part you'll hear. The second part you'll hear is us trying to... We started off talking about something else, and then we try to go into the story of the movie Old Boy, which, again, if you haven't seen it, it's probably best to go and see it. But it's good. We ruin a lot of stuff. We leave out major plot points in trying to tell the story because it's very convoluted. And we had a few beers in us, so that probably led to problems. Enjoy this episode. I apologize for the amateur level, but it's kind of nice to go back, look at the beginning of where we started and now kind of where we're at. And I think we've grown quite a bit. So I'm very proud of that. Thank you, everyone, for listening, checking us out. We're hoping to do some good stuff coming up towards our 100th episode, which will be in June. Facebook.com/butyourewrong. Twitter, BYW Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel. There's a new video up there. Well, there's a couple new ones. There's Dukes of Hazzard, James Bond mashup. There is some video to go along with Greg's rant on coffee versus 5-Hour Energy, which is pretty good. You should check out. And there's some other alternate Bond openings and stuff that we've been doing up there also. So check that out. Go on iTunes, hit subscribe, give us a rating. We really appreciate it. Get the word out there. Let people know that you're enjoying it. And if you let us know that you're letting people know, maybe we'll do something special for you. Try and give you a shout out, something like that. That's it for this. No regrets. And if you're going to discuss a movie that's more complicated than Die Hard, don't have 3 beers before you do it, because that's not going to work.
So what you're about to listen to is when a couple of idiots get together and they decide that they want to discuss one of the more involved movies they've probably ever seen. But the problem is that they're kind of shit-faced. And they then pour over the extreme minutiae of the movie.
While leaving out major plot points.
Yeah, for about 40 minutes.
While watching River Monsters.
While watching...
River Monsters and a show about mermaids. So, it's probably best, if you haven't seen Old Boy, to go watch Old Boy, because our terrible telling of the story will make it better, if you already know it.
Also, if you want to listen to this while also being under the influence of some...
of something.
Some mind-altering substance, you probably should. Otherwise, it's probably going to be unbearable.
So what we were talking about was men being born more frequently than women.
Yes. Men
are, and men also dying earlier.
Men are born more often than women. However, we also die much earlier. Partially because we're stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, but partially because we get sent off to do other shit that, you know,
yeah,
it's like, just always been the way it is.
Always have been the hunter-gatherers, always have been the warriors, always have been in that position where our role is to defend.
Right.
And whether it be from other humans or animals or whatever.
And even more recently, like the idea of police or firefighters, it's still a very much predominantly male-oriented job.
Yeah.
Where we die early.
Partially because it's viewed as I think, society-wide, men are just stronger.
That's not necessarily wrong, but
true. I would say it's becoming less obvious because weaker men aren't dying out. because they aren't being eaten by lions and shit like that. So it's not like they are predominantly the only men that are around are strong, able-bodied men. But you brought up a good point. What if women were born more than men?
If women were born more than men,
or even if we were, even if we were born the same amount,
right, 50-50.
If it was 50-50, but men died out more frequently,
it would still probably be a problem.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that if women were born more frequently than men.
Now, did either of you guys read Last Man? Why the Last Man? The comic book series?
No.
I started to, and it was pretty interesting, because basically what happens is all the men are wiped out on the planet except for one guy. So then it becomes a society completely ruled by women. And you start to see the more masculine women try to take the male roles and become like Amazons. There's even one part of it where women cut off one of their boobs trying to become like the Amazons.
So that's out of control.
Is it Frank Miller?
Well, kind of like that, yeah. It was Frank Miller, but...
Really?
It was Brian Vaughn. I think it was Brian Vaughn. We'll say it was Brian Vaughn, and if I'm wrong, we'll just dub it over later.
Kevin Millar. What's his first name? His first name?
Frank.
Mark Millar? The comic.
Frank Miller.
No, there's a Millar.
Oh, you're talking about Mark Millar. The guy that
did
the guy that did the Ultimates, which is the basis for, like, more so the new Avengers movie.
Right. Okay. Never mind.
I
knew it wasn't Kevin.
He was the guy that did Kick-Ass.
Okay. Anyways.
But yeah, it's interesting because it'd be a completely different world.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of stories that... Not a lot, actually. I think it's fairly rare, I kind of misspoke, where you get a story about, like, what if this happened to a to one gender, rather than, like, a race or a culture or whatever. Like, for instance, the movie Children of Men, which was, I thought, one of the best movies I've seen.
Children of Men is really good.
I mean, it's a fantastic movie, and just the idea, it's so creepy. The whole movie, it gives you this, such a weird feeling. Because it's...
Yes. So, for anybody who hasn't seen it, give the idea of the movie. Because I know what you're talking about, but just...
But basically, the movie starts about 20 or so years after every woman on the planet becomes infertile.
Hmm.
And the youngest person in the world is like 20-something. So, basically the whole planet, and it takes place in England, but basically the whole planet is in chaos because... They have no idea how to cure it. Everyone is just dying. And it kind of... A lot of... it shows, like, a lot of tensions and stuff come up that people maybe have subsided, but because they're put in such a high-stress position, like, especially stuff with, like, foreigners and everything, they're trying to, like, you see it in England in the movie, them, like, rounding up all the foreigners, throwing them into basically what are, like, concentration camps.
Yeah, because they don't know what it's coming from, they don't know what the cause is, what's spreading
it. And they're nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, such a normal human reaction, especially to such a, basically, global disaster as women becoming infertile.
Because it's one thing to have an epidemic, like something like AIDS, which is wiping out tons of people, but it's still not affecting... It's not the point where it's killing more people than are being born, so it's like we're going backwards.
Right. And in this,
but
you
in
are
that,
going backwards.
We're constantly going backwards. There's no plus side to it. So, the movie was shot really well, too.
It was shot well. Everyone in it was great, and even though I feel like Clive Owen does a lot of crap for movies, like that Evil Bank movie he did.
The
International.
Yeah, the International.
Absolutely, I mean, stupid, but...
He did another bad movie, which was, was it? While You Were Sleeping. No, I'll Sleep When I'm Dead. When I'm Dead.
Is that what it is?
It's got, I can't remember the other guy. There's a younger guy that plays his brother that is raped by I think it's Malcolm, who's like a mob guy. And for whatever reason, he rapes the brother. And then the brother goes home, sits in the bathtub with the water. And then there's just all this blood, like, in the water. And then he kills himself. So Clive Owen plays the older brother who goes, I went away from this life. Like, I used to be a bad person. I used to be running with the wrong crowd, but I gave that life up. But now, my brother's dead, and I know who did it, who's responsible for it. So I'm gonna go kill him. It's like a revenge, it's almost like Get Carter, the Michael Caine movie, but updated and with ass rape.
Now, for revenge films, have you seen Oldboy?
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic.
I need to see Old Boy again, though, because I saw it on Netflix Instant.
And you watched it dubbed, right?
Which is dubbed.
Oh,
I think it would be better. It's good. I really like the story. I really like the way it's shot. I think it would be better had I seen it.
Subtitles. It is
so
fantastic.
I want to see it subtitled, but it's fantastic.
And for anyone who doesn't know about Old Boy.
Old Boy's a good one to go through the plot of, because it's very... it's very complicated, but very good.
It's strange, but it basically starts out with this guy, Odesu. And he is pretty much out of nowhere, kidnapped off the street.
Well, he starts off being drunk in So if you kind of only know, because the way I went into it was knowing that it was a revenge movie that was fantastic. Because you had talked about it, I'm sure Chris, you talked about it, Dan talked about it, they were like, you have to see this movie. So I finally watched it, and I didn't really know anything about just other than the fact that somebody went out for revenge against somebody else, and that he was locked up for so long, and then went for revenge. Right. Now, it starts off with a guy, just kind of an everyday guy. I mean, it's all filmed in Korea,
South
right?
Korea, yep.
South Korea. So, Korean guy in a police station, drunk, doesn't know why he's arrested, he keeps going, oh, I don't know why, and he just babbles on and on, puts on angel wings that he got for his daughter.
It's hilarious, actually.
Yeah, does do all this stuff, he starts stripping, he ties his shirt off, he pisses in the corner, and I had no idea where it was going, because I'm going, well, how does this relate to a guy getting locked up? And then, that's when the kidnapping happens.
He goes outside to call his daughter, and he gets brought away to a hotel room, you could almost say.
Yeah, it's just like a motel room.
It's a hotel room, and it's a prison. And he's locked up in the same room for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to kill himself. You know, they don't let it happen, whatever.
Yeah, every time he tries to kill himself, they release a gas to knock him out. And then they save him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They bring him back.
They save him countless times.
All he has is a TV.
He's got the TV. And basically,
he has notebooks, which I thought was weird.
No, no books. He's got a
notebook. No, he has a notebook. That's what I'm saying. I think it's weird that he has the notebooks.
I think that he has notebooks.
He has the notebooks, which I think is weird.
They give him notebooks.
And a pen.
Well, see, the thing is that without giving away the plot or anything, his kidnapper, I think,
I think we can kind of give... Well, we might as well just give away the plot and say at this point we haven't given away... We've given away, like, the first 15 minutes of the movie.
He's kidnapped.
So if you're interested in seeing the movie, pause it, go watch the movie on Netflix, and then come back and finish listening to this. But if you don't care or you have seen it, then we can keep going.
So basically what happens is, about the notebooks, is that I think his kidnapper wants him to reflect on what he's done with his life. And he wants him to...
And see if he remembers...
He wants him to sit there and basically think about all the people that he's pissed off in his life and try to figure out what he did to deserve this.
Mm-hmm. Now, the crazy thing is, it's not like I picked out somebody in my life that pissed me off and I kidnapped them and locked them in this room. It's a whole business. There are other people in other rooms.
Right, and when we say he's in a hotel, kind of a hotel prison, there are literally rooms right next to each other, like all, like people kidnapping people, throwing them in these prisons, just prison for, you know, however long. I mean, he was in it 15 years.
Yeah, and you get to, you can, I guess you, for the right amount of money, you can get, I wonder if this is true, in Korea, could you get somebody kidnapped for the right amount of money?
I don't know about South Korea.
North Korea.
Oh my god.
Well, that's the government.
The
government kidnaps
anybody. The only problem is no one has any money
with Korea. But you can, for the right amount of money, you can kidnap, get somebody kidnapped and then just send them to this hotel prison. And you can set how long you want them kidnapped for. Because he, so he goes, and he kind of starts to go crazy.
Well, yeah, he definitely goes nuts.
In this prison for 15 years.
It's a creepy room, too.
Yes.
Isn't it wicked creepy?
Yes.
Like, oh, even just the pictures and the wallpaper, I found it really unsettling.
Because I could be wrong. This window scene outside, because they do have a window, and they have, like, a TV out there that projects an image
outside.
Yeah,
or it's just a painting with a light or something, but still.
But it's like a windmill.
Yeah, it is. It's a windmill.
It's, like, from, like, Holland or something like that. So it's not like they're still in Korea and
no.
They can look at it. It's like a windmill from Holland.
It's very odd. And just the whole thing is very, it's creepy. And this like weird tone plays when they're going to release the gas and put him to sleep. It's, I don't know. It's
creepy. It's all well done, but it is kind of creepy. And then he starts to escape. He starts to figure out, he gets three chopsticks, so he hides one and starts to dig out a hole in the wall. And so he starts to escape and is pulling out the bricks
in
the wall. And he reaches an opening. So then he starts to dig out. He reaches an opening like a pipe wall. Or like basically like a space between the walls for pipes and shit. And he starts to dig that out. And it takes him, I think he starts it at like year five or something. That.
It's a long time.
It takes him a really long time to get out of there. And he gets out, or he gets, I'm sorry, he breaks through the outside wall. So he can reach his arm out and he feels rain. And then he goes,
I think he says, I'll be out in 2 months or something.
No, I think it's a month. But either way, he says, I'm going to be out of here in X amount of time. And then they drug him. And, because my thinking was, during this time, was he's obviously moving the bed, digging the hole.
And they have cameras in the room, they can see him.
He might not think that, but I was like, they have to have cameras in the room, because every time he tries to kill himself, they release the gas and save him.
They definitely do.
So, they must have cameras in the room, you find out later exactly what you do, but I don't think they show it during that part, do they? Because I'm assuming that they do. And then once he's finally getting close to freedom is when they release the gas and they actually set him free on his own. And they just put him on a roof with a guy. I don't understand the other point of the guy.
I don't... You know what? That's one thing I never really understood, but
I never understand the point of the other guy. Now, it's the other thing is, it's part of a trilogy. And I don't
know. Yes, it is.
I don't know if that has any other part with the relation to the trilogy. It may not.
They call it, I think, the Vengeance Trilogy.
Yeah,
it's like Sympathy for Lady Vengeance, Old Boy, and I forget actually what the third one is.
There's the trilogy, and I don't know if that part of it has anything to do. But he talks to this guy, and basically then goes on a quest to find out who fucked him over.
Oh, yeah. All he wants to find out.
And he meets a sushi girl.
Yes. For lack of a better
term. Well, first he gets a cell phone and money from this random homeless guy. Right. Who goes, I don't even know where I got this, so just keep going. Don't ask me, just accept it. So then he goes to a sushi bar, and he basically falls in love with a girl. He passes out when he answers the phone. She takes him to her place, and then they kind of start to, I don't even want to say fall in love, because she has this weird part where she's like, if you wanted to fuck me, you could, but I would say no right now. Oh, because, yeah, he wakes up and he tries to sleep with her while she's, like, going to the bathroom. Like, he storms into the bathroom. She beats him away, and then she goes, I would let you later on, but I won't let you now, or something like that, right? There's a weird thing. That scene stood out for me, because I was like, that's so weird for her to say. Maybe it was just because I was watching the dub version, and I just thought that was so weird to hear. But then he starts going through, finding all these clues.
And he's assisted by the guy that kidnaps, well, has him kidnapped, and puts him in there for the offense that Odesu committed against him in the past.
Yeah.
And he actually...
I don't know why that guy dresses like an old man in the movie.
He does. But basically he...
Does he know... Now, does Odesu know that... That was the guy that kidnapped him, or does he think he just has something to do with it?
I think he just thinks that the guy knows
okay. What's
up. But eventually, you know, he assists Odesu actually in trying to figure out what he did. And it's actually...
Because he says... Because there's one part where he goes, well, if you have by this day to figure it out. And if you can figure it out by that day, I'll kill myself. And if you don't, then... This is how I'll kill you, I'm assuming it is. I don't remember. But he gives him a timeline to say, like, you have until this point to figure it out. Why this all happened to you. So he goes through, and it gets to the point where he figures out that it all goes back to his, was it high school, or like boarding school?
Yeah, it was like a boarding school. And what happened was, Odesu finds, he snooping around, and he sees this guy, the one that had him kidnapped. And I wish I could remember the guy's name, because they say it. But they see him messing around, a.k.a. fucking, his sister.
Now, he goes to Odesu in the present, goes to the school.
Yes.
Right? And then he has a flashback to that.
And remembers.
And remembers that when he was at the school, he saw this, like, the day before he transfers out of that school.
Right. And the thing was, Odesu, he didn't even know that they were brother and sister. But he started throwing around. He was just like, oh, hey, did you see this chick? She was getting boned by this guy. Just kind of throwing it around the school. And,
And then this is where the movie starts to get fucked up.
We're going into too much detail about this. No one's going to want to listen to this.
We'll cut it down. But basically, at the end, he goes in and he figures because he spread the rumor that this chick, this brother,
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't know. He goes, I saw this guy and this girl getting together, and then he transfers out.
Right.
So basically, what happened after he left was that everybody started talking and realized that it was brother and sister that started hooking up.
The guy's main complaint about Odesu is Odesu talks too much.
Yes.
That's his thing. And I think the guy even realizes that Odesu didn't even necessarily mean to ruin the guy's life.
Yeah, in the end, I think he figures that out.
But he talks too much.
He talks too much. So, basically...
Odesu never would have made it in the mob.
So basically, at the end, what happens is he figures out that it has to relate to this event. So he goes to see the guy on the right day and says, I understand I did this wrong. I'm sorry. And there's a whole thing with gifts throughout the movie. Like, this guy giving him fucking gifts. So he gives him a gift, and it's a photo album. And it's a photo album of Odesu and his family growing up. And his daughter that he had before he got kidnapped. The daughter that he had the fucking angel wings for. And it shows her growing up, and she grows up into be the sushi chef.
Who Odesu had fucked by this point.
Yes, we left that part out, which is kind of an important part.
They did have sex, so now
yeah,
he
at some point
out.
They finally fuck.
And this was
even
all
though she says no.
This was all set up by the guy that kidnapped him. So now Odesu finds out that in a bizarre turn of events, he has now fucked his daughter.
Yes. Now, Odesu has also, at this point, left that girl, who we didn't know was his daughter, but was someone he loved and wanted to fuck again, presumably, with somebody whose hand he cut off, or that got their hand cut off.
It was actually the guy that was running the prison.
That's right. It was the guy that was running the prison, who was an ally, who became an ally after supposedly the kidnapper chopped his hand off. Mm-hmm. So Odesu assumes that that guy has something to gain and will join him and leaves the girl with him. But really, it's all part of the plan, and there's a second photo album there for her, and Odesu begs the kidnapper not to give her the photo album. And this is the part that I had trouble watching. It's the part where first of all, he starts licking the guy's shoe, because he goes...
saying that he'll be his dog.
He'll be his dog, and starts going around, barking and licking his shoes. And then, to show his good faith, he cuts out his tongue.
He cuts off his own tongue. Yeah, that was one of the most painful things I've ever watched in a movie.
Oh my god, it was so bad. I can't imagine. Dan wanted us to watch that, the Antichrist movie, where the girl cuts her clit off with rusty scissors.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet.
I have not.
And I don't think I will, because that scene makes me cringe just by the sound alone. And after watching the guy cut off his tongue, I don't think I could watch somebody cut off their clit. Like, just... it just seems so bad. It seems so bad. But he does this, and then the guy goes, okay, well, I won't show her the photo album.
Basically, yeah, you're sorry.
Yeah, he goes into the elevator and blows his brains out. And then Odesu goes back and finds the woman that was hypnotizing him in the hotel prison.
This is brutal.
We'll try and put it together. Either that or we'll just get better.
Complicated film to explain.
It's true. We did not choose an easy one. We were like, oh yeah, no, so this
and
guy...
And Ghostbusters.
This guy busts into Nakatomi Plaza, and he wants to steal the money. We could have explained that.
So I'm going to try to fix this in post. If I don't, I apologize to everyone.
No one's. Honestly, if you don't fix it, no one's gotten this far.
No, there's no way.
That's a good point. That gives me motivation, because if I can fix this, then this whole conversation is way funnier. So let's just get back to the movie. So the whole thing was that they were both hypnotized to fall in love with each other. Odesu goes to find the hypnotist in the woods on, like, a snowy day, which is... The ending is kind of weird for me.
They were on, like, the mountains of Fiji. Like,
were they?
No, I'm just saying that. I'm just...
I think you mean Fuji, but that is in Japan anyways.
I think he means Fiji, like the island Jim Carrey wanted to go to in the Truman Show.
Continue.
Anyway, So they're hypnotized, but
at the end, basically, you are left to be unsure whether Odesu even remembers, because he's been hypnotized again, or not the sushi girl is his daughter or not. I mean, she's clearly his daughter, but whether or not he's hypnotized to not know that anymore, or whether he's just going to be ignorant.
Yes, he gets hypnotized, and he wants this woman to hypnotize him to forget that. And she does, and then he wakes up. He doesn't seem to remember how he got there, though.
No.
Because his daughter shows up, and they talk, and she says, I love you. Because she doesn't know that it's her father. She says, I love you. And he smiles, so you think that he doesn't remember, which is fucked up, because that means that they're going to continue fucking.
It's fucked up.
And that potentially they could have a kid.
It would, yeah, be both her sister and her son, or sister and her,
yeah,
and her
sister and child. But then again, that's not that far off from fucking Chinatown, so.
That's true. That's very true. But basically, yeah.
Spoilers for Chinatown.
Well, I mean, it's fucked up at the end, too, because even just the concept of a guy having fucked his daughter, and, like, he was obviously traumatized by it, but he went and took the step of trying to forget, or, you know, making himself forget so that he could continue the relationship.
Yeah, and the thing is...
With a clean conscience.
Say, assume they're in a remote place, like Chris said.
Fuji.
Anyway, say they're in a remote place, and how did the daughter know to go there and find him there?
I'm sure he brought her.
Posted.
He must have been
like, hey, could you go to this place and meet me there? And then went and got hypnotized, and then woke up to her there. So he, like, the
fourth
dad
is creepy.
Planned for her to pick him up. It's, if he was like, I want to be hypnotized to forget this whole thing ever happened, and I will just go about my life, that's one thing. But he planned to have his daughter come and pick him up, and therefore knowingly continue the relationship.
If you're still listening, I suggest that you go see or purchase or watch Old Boy. Preferably
this much better than what you just listened to.
Preferably the non-dubbed version with the subtitles, if you can stand subtitles. If you're intelligent, you can stand subtitles. If you're not, may God have mercy on your soul, because
go fuck
it's
yourself.
Not a terrible way to watch a movie, despite what you may think.
Is that it? Is that...